This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Pope Francis said Tuesday that the clergy should serve lay people and not make use of them, and spoke out against clericalism, calling it one of the greatest distortions affecting the Church in Latin America. His comments came in a wide-ranging letter reflecting on the role of the laity that was addressed to Cardinal Marc Ouillet, President of the Pontifical Commission for Latin America. The Pope's letter was a follow-up to the Commission's recent plenary assembly that discussed the indispensable role of the lay faithful in the public life of Latin American countries. In his letter, Pope Francis reminded that all clergy began their lives as lay people, saying, "We do well to recall that the Church is not an elite of priests, consecrated people and bishops, but all of us make up the people of God." Turning to the issue of clericalism, the Pope said he considered it the outcome of a mistaken way of living out the ecclesiology proposed by the Second Vatican Council, and described clericalism as one of the greatest distortions affecting the Church in Latin America. He said the attitude of clericalism has many negative impacts, such as wiping out the personality of Christians and causing a belittling of the grace of our baptism that the Holy Spirit has placed in the hearts of lay people. On the positive side, Pope Francis noted that Latin America is characterized by many examples of popular ministry and piety, saying it is one of the few spaces where the laity, including their pastors and the Holy Spirit, have been able to come together without clericalism, which he said seeks to control and put a brake on this anointment by God of the faithful. He warned that this popular ministry has its limits, though, and can sometimes lead to distortions of religion, but said if it is steered properly, it can generate many excellent human values, such as generosity, sacrifice, and openness to others. Pope Francis spoke also of the importance of giving encouragement and support to the efforts of the lay faithful who work in the public sphere, but at the same time stressed it's not the job of the pastor to tell the lay people what they must say and do in these situations, adding, "They know more and better than us." It's illogical and even impossible, he continued, for us as pastors to believe that we have the monopoly on solutions for the numerous challenges thrown up by contemporary life. In conclusion, the Pope reminded once again that the lay faithful are the protagonists of the Church and the world, and stressed that the clergy are called to serve them, not to make use of them. I'm Susie Hodges.